May 29, 2011. Demolition of Grand Chancellor Hotel. The 26-storey Grand Chancellor Hotel in the centre of Christchurch will be demolished in the next few weeks. Since the February earthquake, it has been leaning to one side, almost touching another hotel. Because of the danger from the hotel, an area of about two blocks is closed. About 400 businesses are in that area. Owners of these businesses are waiting for the Grand Chancellor to be demolished so that they can return to their buildings. Gerry Brownlee, the Minister for the Earthquake Recovery, said that the contract to demolish the hotel was given to an Auckland company. It will take at least 10 months and cost more than $10 million. The company will use a crane and drop a wrecking ball from the roof, one story at a time. When they have demolished the top 12 floors, it will be safe for businesses to return to that area. This will take 5 to 6 months. After that, the demolition company will use diggers to demolish the bottom 14 floors. Before the demolition begins, the demolition company will reinforce the interior so that it is possible to get some of the guests' property. The hotel was built in 1986 as an office block. It was bought by a Singapore company and became a hotel with 176 rooms and a car park in the basement. The insurance company and the hotels will pay for the demolition. The owners said they will build another hotel, but perhaps not in the same place. This will be the largest demolition ever in New Zealand.